Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, nursery children, preschool children, for singing this little gospel light of mine. That's the theme from God's Word for tonight. Don't let Satan blow it out, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine firmly to the end. So preschoolers, thank you for helping us out with that for tonight. God's Word for us encourages us and wants us to keep that gospel light shining, to be firm to the end. I share with you again the last verses of the gospel reading, Mark 13:13. Jesus promises, whoever stands firm to the end will be saved. And then from Hebrews chapter 12, a little later than the second scripture reading that we had, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God with reverence and awe. These are the words of our Lord. Wasn't that long ago, Monday, November 2nd, the CNN news says, another comeback from behind, and for the first time in 30 years, a World Series win for the Kansas City Royals. And what a way to do it, down 2-0 coming into the top of the ninth. The Royals scored 2 runs to tie the game. Then in the 12th, they racked up 5 more to seal the win. The Royals had come from behind again, the 8th time in their 11th post-game season, securing the first World Series title since 1985. How many of you heard that? If you watched the World Series, you heard it, didn't you? The come from behind, the staying firm to the end. You know it in sports, don't you? You know it in baseball. You know it in football. You know it in soccer. You know it in volleyball. It's a sports thing, isn't it? It's the team that stays firm to the end. It's the team that keeps on going all the way to the end that wins the World Series, that wins the series, that wins the game. Well, that's a pretty basic thing for us. And that's the message that God gives to us tonight. A very basic, but a very important message. You know, in baseball, the first thing you have to do is get a hit and then run to first base. And then you need to get to second base, and then you need to get to third base. But, you know, I always heard about this dying on third base. You know how that is. You got the bases loaded, and the third out comes, and nobody gets home. Well, the whole goal of the baseball game is to get home. The whole goal of the baseball game is firm to the end, making home runs. It doesn't matter how many people were in first base or second base or third base, they need to get home. That's what Jesus is saying to us in his word tonight, all three of the scripture readings. He's saying how important it is for us all to get home. Home, so that we can have that great celebration in heaven with our Lord and Savior Jesus. In the gospel reading, it's Holy Week, probably Tuesday of Holy Week. Jesus has cleansed the temple on Monday and on Sunday, and this now, he comes out with his disciples, and the disciples look around, and they look at the temple, and they say, wow, Jesus, look at these large stones, and look at these wonderful buildings. Well, they're destroyed now. You can't go over there and see them. All you can see is that wailing wall, if any of you have been over to the Holy Land. But Josephus tells us one of the stones that they built that temple out of was huge, 37 feet long, 12 feet high, and 18 feet wide. That was just one stone that they used to build that. They had spent years and years and years. Herod had built that. It was for his glory that he had built that temple, and he had been building it for 46 years and it still wasn't finished. So the disciples were pretty impressed with that. But did you hear what Jesus says? Every one of those stones is going to be knocked down. Don't put your trust in the things that you can see in this life. Boy, you look at a stone like that and you think nothing can move that thing. Nothing's going to move that. But Jesus said, not one stone will be left upon another. And sure enough, within 30-some years, the Romans did come in, and they did destroy all of the temple and all of the buildings in Jerusalem, except for the Wailing Wall that is still there yet today. What seems to be strong and sturdy and foundations in this life, Jesus says, don't count on it. Don't count on it, because the things that seem so strong and firm in this life are temporary and will be shaken. Jesus warns against faulty kinds of foundations. Don't base your life on faulty kinds of things. And he warns them about all kinds of things. It's quite a list of things that are there. And he warns them because Satan likes to come and he likes to destroy the foundation. I'd like for you to think of Satan as kind of like termites. Termites that come into a building and slowly and secretly are eating away on the inside. It looks good on the outside, doesn't look like anything too bad is happening there, but it's being eaten away until finally, one time, it's going to fall. What's happening in our world today? The morals of God's Word is slowly being taken away. Ten Commandments? Suggestions. Not really anything for you. The family? Family is whatever you want it to be. Marriage? Hey, now marriage can be whatever it is that you want it to be. Do you understand how the foundation of God's Word is slowly being taken away? I'm so glad you parents have your preschoolers here at Holy Cross, where we can talk about the foundation of God's Word, the true foundation, the foundation that will last forever, the foundation that cannot be taken away, the foundation that Scripture in Hebrews talks about, that you are receiving the kingdom. You are receiving the kingdom of heaven, and that is in the name of Jesus. Some people trust in government. Well, government has all kinds of promises. Think of all the campaign promises that are being promised now and so on. And every president that comes has made all kinds of promises, but they can't come through. How secure is Social Security? How secure do you feel with that? How well is welfare taking care of this world today? How helpful is it? Well, God gives us our government, and it is a gift to us. God has ordained our government, but we dare not put our trust in the government. We dare not put our trust in those kinds of things of this life. The only certainty that we have is the true foundation, the foundation that is only found in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one foundation that cannot and will not ever be removed. Jesus Christ is the one that this writer of Hebrews talks about. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Therefore, we are to be thankful and worship God, acceptable with reverence and with awe. Jesus Christ has come and laid that foundation for you and for me. Paul will write to 1 Corinthians that he talks about no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has laid that foundation so you and I can keep that gospel light alive, that he keeps it alive in our lives. There's about a 40-year-old man thereabouts who was flying for business, and he was flying back home again. As he sat down on the airline, the partner in the seat next to him kind of looked familiar. And he got to thinking, he kind of looks like one of my high school classmates. So as they sat down, they started talking, and sure enough, it was. They were high school classmates from many years ago. Well, they got to talking and talking about what happened in their lives and so on. And the young man was a Christian. And so he witnessed to his faith, and he talked about how important Jesus Christ was and what a great blessing Jesus Christ had given to him in his life. And his friend, his classmate, said, well, I really got disappointed with God, and he just really disappointed me so many times that I just haven't had anything to do with him, and I'm just lost. God hasn't done anything for me, and so I don't want anything to do with him. Well, this friend said, can I show you something? Sure. So what he did is he got out of his pocket his Bible, and he says, can I show you how this pen, while we're in the air, flying in the air, how this pen can stand up on top of this Bible? Sure, his friend thought he was going to do a trick for him or something. And he says, see, here's how it is. And his friend says, but you're holding it. And the friend said, well, of course. There's no way that it can stand up unless I hold it. The point that he wanted to make is, this man was trying to stand on his own without God holding him up. And his friend wanted him to understand that the only way that you can be upheld, that you can stand firm to the end, is with God holding him up. What this friend had done is he had walked away from God. You know, sometimes that happens in our world today as well. Sometimes it happens where Jesus Christ has done it all for us. And knowing that Jesus Christ has done it all for us, what we do as parents and grandparents is we bring our children in to be baptized. First base. Ho-ho! We get to first base with it, and how wonderful that that is. But if we don't do any more, they stay at first base, and it doesn't work. What God would have us to do, what he would have us, as we promise in baptism, is bring them to preschool. Bring them to Sunday school. Help them to know Jesus Christ. Talk about Jesus in the home. Maybe even bring them to confirmation class and maybe even have them confirmed. And there are those that have been baptized and who get to second base, as you would, with this instruction and knowing about Jesus. Then, after confirmation, then there's getting to third base with the continued growing and hearing God's word. You know, tonight is the weekend where we give the second grader parents the Bibles. And the second grader parents have those Bibles that they will be presenting to their second graders a little bit later on. And they make those Bibles very, very special by writing special notes of encouragement and Bible verses and so on for their second graders. Man, how important that is from baptism to the second base and then later on for getting to third base. But you know, sometimes people stop there. They stop there. They've gone through confirmation and they've learned a little bit about God, but they don't get home. They don't continue on. The Bible studies and the continual growing in that. Now, I'm not talking about you. You're here in church tonight. You're here getting home as God continues to work in you. But what I'm talking about is maybe our family members, maybe our friends, maybe our coworkers, those that don't continue in Jesus Christ. And how important it is, as Jesus says, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Not just he who gets to first base, second base, or third base. How important it is to get home. And how important it is to stay close and continue in God's word and sacraments. And so what a blessing as we're here tonight. What a blessing it is as God's word is working in us. As he's keeping us firm to the end, as our gospel light continues to shine, as Jesus gives to us his word and his sacraments once again. And what an encouragement for us to share that with those maybe who haven't even made it to second base yet, or third base, or whatever it might be, or maybe who's stuck someplace. How important it is that we share with them God's desire for you, God's will for you, is to let this little gospel continue to shine and let it shine brightly so that you might stay firm to the end and so that you might be safely home, so that you might safely make it to that home in heaven. For you see, our Lord and Savior Jesus is waiting there with his open arms, ready to receive all those because he suffered and died for all and loves all people and wants all to be saved. And so, how important it is that the peace of God that passes all our understanding keeps our hearts and our minds centered in Jesus Christ, talking about the gospel light that continues to shine in our hearts until life everlasting, until we're safely home. Amen.